I'm Maggie Lawson.
And I'm Timothy Amundsen.
And we're the hosts of your new favorite show, The Psychologists Are In. Listen to us each week as we talk about our favorite moments from the hit show Psych. Check out The Psychologists Are In on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, all you cats and kittens, Adam Ray here, back for another episode of the About Last Night podcast. Oof, today's a good one, but before I tell you about that, please come out and see me on tour, adamraycomedy.com for all the tour dates. Of course, like and subscribe to the podcast, hit that subscribe button right here, and get all your ALN clips, episodes, and lots of special content coming out on the ALN page, so subscribe. Also on iTunes, Spotify, tell your friends, tell your lovers, tell your exes. A lot of fun on today's show. It's a Halloween extravaganza episode with the legends themselves, Jonathan Kite and Piotr Michael, back doing all your favorite celebrity impressions. It's a big Tony Danza Halloween extravaganza episode, just like all the Oscar preview shows, but we break down Halloween, and it's fucking unbelievably hilarious. They're legends. I'm honored to be in their presence. Follow them on Instagram and Twitter. We'll put up their handles right here, and enjoy the hell out of this episode. Road dates coming up. I've got Atlanta, Knoxville, and Birmingham, Alabama with Sal Vulcano. SalVulcano.com for those tickets. The 22nd and 23rd, I'll be in Portland at Helium Comedy Club. December 11th, I'll be headlining Snoqualmie Casino in Seattle. Check that out. And then Vegas, New Year's, the 27th of December through the 31st of December. Come out and see me. AdamRayComedy.com for all those tickets. 23, the tour is filling up from Minnesota to Chicago to San Diego to Portland again, Seattle again, Phoenix, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach, Richmond, Virginia. We're hitting all of them. So AdamRayComedy.com for all those cities and tour dates. And of course, Young Rock returns on NBC November 4th. Welcome to Chippendales hits Hulu November 22nd. And The School for Good and Evil, Paul Feig's Netflix film is out right now. That's all that you need. So enjoy this episode. Happy Halloween.
Hey, it's Herbert. And you're listening to the About Last Night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch.
On the night of Hallow's Eve, there's always some ghost slipping into your bedroom, putting snacks under your pillow, Tooth Fairy style, and maybe shoving something up your a-hole. That's right, it's Tony Danza's Halloween Extravaganza, featuring all my favorite celebrity friends podcast. Welcome back to the show, guys. We're working on the title. Hope you had a great Rosh Hashanah. Hope you had a great summer break. I'm looking forward to the holidays, but before the holidays comes my favorite candy-filled holiday, and it's probably yours too. I always love trick-or-treating or treating-tricking, and just I look forward to the gatherings and the new friends I make. I like to go. Well, you know what? That's a story for another time. I've got a bunch of friends here to break down Halloween 2022, the first Halloween post-COVID, but pre-monkeypox. Please welcome to the show, first of all, two of my favorite people. We've got President Joe Biden, and of course, everyone's favorite. I guess he's Mr. Hollywood, Tom Hanks. Fellas, thanks for being here.
It's a pleasure to be here, and I gotta say something.
Thanks, Joe. Tom, what's your favorite part of Halloween?
Well, I have a pitch. Well, I think we should call this the extravaganza.
Oh, there you go.
Oh.
You know, on my talk show, I had an extravaganza-type game show where it was like Kelsey Grammer would say something, and then I'd say something, and then we'd spin a wheel. What were you saying?
I was saying my favorite candy is I love Sour Patch. I'm a fan of Sour Patch Kids, and I was going to say
you didn't say the kids. I didn't know if you.
Can you?
Well, is there a Sour Patch? Now that's what I want to know. Was there a Sour Patch somewhere?
Yeah, so they grow them.
They grow the kids there,
yeah. Folks. When I was a little kid, we went down to the Cabbage Patch. You remember the Cabbage Patch? Some of those cabbages were sour. That was our candy.
I don't like that they signed the butts.
Did you sniff their heads while they were in the ground? You fucking pervert.
Folks, Tom, I sniff a lot of heads.
Wait, is that... Oh, okay, well, no, here.
Clip it!
I've been waiting... That was hot in my headphones.
That was hot. Sorry, that was a little hot.
Is the audio hot or is it the mic?
It's...
It's the headphones.
There we go. Let's turn the headphone. How's that? Better?
Well, yes.
That's better. Can you believe it's not butter?
I've been dead can you believe it's not butter? 15 years.
You've been dead for 15 years?
Deaf for the past 15 years.
But he heard that. He was deaf, but he heard that. This guy, not as out of it as people think.
I love technology.
But why are you sniffing heads? I guess it's the million-dollar question.
Just checking to make sure the old nostrils work. You never know when COVID hits you.
Yeah.
You know, you hit the COVID, you got to check. I had COVID before anybody else had COVID.
Prove it.
I went to Wuhan. Small boy, little child, went on a field trip. I was patient zero. Went down to the laboratories. You know, the Halloween laboratories. Old Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, they were working on some animals, rats, frogs, everything. They said, hey, little kid, American boy, what are you doing here? Of course, they spoke Chinese. It's before Google Translate. Listen, folks, I believe that Elon Musk will change this world. He's going to change it. We need more Starlinks up in the sky. Internet for everybody. Come on, Elon. Come on.
Well, you know, you do bring up a good point. And I know, look, I know that Jeff Bridges was one of the first people to go with you to Wuhan. Isn't that right, Mr. Biden?
Folks,
Jeff, when you got the call from Joe Biden to go to Wuhan, you had to have been starstruck, first of all. I mean, you're getting a call from Mr. President.
Well, yes, actually, but at the time, he was not president.
Oh.
He was, I believe you were a senator or something, you know, back in the 70s.
Folks, I was one of two things. And I was not a woman, that's for sure.
I can't tell who's higher right now. I'm going to be honest with you, man. We are
being
both.
Being in Los Angeles, I believe I got a contact high.
There's nothing
wrong with marijuana. I believe in the marijuana between man, woman, child.
No, I think, yeah.
Whoa. Okay,
non-binary.
That's enough. But
zeros and ones.
Yeah. I pray for the day that you speak and I get it. Now, Jeff... There's something about Wuhan. It's not a spring break destination. You can say that much. But what can you say about it?
It's delicious at Chinese restaurants.
Joe, folks, I will stab you with a dinner knife and not feel bad about it if you say one more thing that doesn't add up.
Now I'm deaf. Continue.
I think he heard you.
Checkmate.
He got us. That's why this guy's president, man. You can't stump him.
Watch this. What's your favorite food, Joe?
I believe.
What's the last place you went to?
Folks, here's the deal.
What's your favorite number?
You know, my old pal said that.
I feel like we just have a Joe Biden doll that we just keep pulling the
string. A
pull-string
doll, yeah. What would be the top two catchphrases? Ready? Here we go. I'm pulling the string. Zink.
Vote for me for Senator, 1978.
Zink.
I believe in a lot of things.
Zink.
Hello there. I'm Joe Biden.
Zink.
Joe Biden's my name.
Zink.
Biden. That's my last name.
By the way, can you still say zink?
No. I was going to say, speaking of Wuhan, you can't say that anymore.
Now, Jeff, is
Wuhan... The zinc province.
Jeff, I know that you were a big fan, and I want to hear from Anthony Bourdain, RIP, but welcome back. Because Bourdain told you, Jeff, on your way to Wuhan, try what foods? Anthony, what did you say to him?
I said, on a long journey across the rice paddies of China, you're going to find many wonderful things, including the grasshopper. And that is the greatest chef I have ever met in my life, Michael. But when you're there, try the Kit Kat at the airport.
Well, the Kit Kat might be my favorite candy. And that's what I love. And Jeff Goldblum, I know you wrote in your book, Kit Kats, break me off a piece of that, the Jeff Goldblum story. But it's not just about Kit Kat being also your favorite delectable chocolate bar. But there's something about the Kit Kat that's really, indicative of what this country is, which is...
Absolutely. We're splitting in two. Splitting in two. And if you think about it...
As people.
Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar. We focus a little more on the cat and the scat, scat-dilly-da-da. We'll be much more likely. Here's my plan, Joe Biden. I hope you're listening. Leave your Kit Kat separate in the car. Melt. Come back together. Just like we...
that's what we do as people, yeah.
Absolutely.
I feel like I'm melting into something right now,
folks,
man.
I'm announcer right now. I'm running with Goldberg. Goldberg and I are going to be the greatest wrestling duo.
Well, I'll tell you who I would love to see now that we're on the subject of running for president, because I know we got, two more years of JoJo, and then Look, I don't want to say that Buscemi Rogan, Seth Rogen, Steve Buscemi would be the first ticket that I would punch, but it might be the second if I get two votes. Now you tell me, Steve, Seth, you guys have this whole platform of, you know, that you're ripping off other slogans and combining them and making them your own as one big, like you took ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it, and one in the pink, two in the stink, and you made it one slogan. And you're doing that for a lot of stances, too. You're taking both sides, which I love. Seth, you want to legalize marijuana. Steve, you don't think...
Dentistry is important?
Dentistry is important.
It never was. No way. Listen...
Because it's too expensive. Is that what it is?
I have no idea. I've never been to the dentist.
God damn.
Yeah, I mean, what's the point? I mean, come on, look.
Good
I
argument.
I got a lot of work doing what I do because I'm natural. Oh, natural. I'm all organic. I'm natural.
Do you shower?
Homeopathic. What's that?
Do you shower?
The only shower I've ever used is a hose. I used to be a fireman. You know that, right?
I did not.
Yeah, I was a fireman. They called me Hosey because I was the only one who could handle the big hose.
Yeah, you're deceptively strong. Like, you know, there's those kids in high school with Down syndrome, and they can do like kung fu fighting and shit like that. I went to a different school.
Listen, I'm running for president. I don't want to get canceled.
But you won't get canceled. These are just the facts of the matter.
You're absolutely right.
I'm Canadian. I should just say that. I cannot run.
That's why he's running for VP. Come on.
I'm running for VP.
Now, have we ever had a Canadian run for... That's like if Putin was sold at McDonald's, right? You can't do it.
You can't...
Folks, I don't believe in Vladimir Putin.
No, that's not what we're talking about, Joe.
Okay.
Seth, what would be the first item of business for you?
I would say the first item of business would be...
Make 420 a holiday?
Make 420 a holiday.
I knew you'd say that.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it is in Canada.
It is.
Springtime, chicks are out, dicks are out. Everybody loves it.
Yeah, now, and that was the first thing you said on TV was going to be the platform you ran on. Chicks out,
dicks out.
Now, what about chicks with dicks out?
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
It's actually, what he has is, it's chicken... And it's Dick Cheney.
Oh.
Because he's for both parties. I'm actually campaigning for him.
Now, this is interesting that your campaign manager is Vince Vaughn. I didn't know that a guy with so much downtime had so much free time. Vince, you tell me, what about these two candidates stuck out to you?
I'm going to say something right now. I don't sleep. That's why I have all this time. I'm actually running this guy full time, and I'm doing Miley Cyrus's TikTok at the same time.
Holy shit!
I got a lot of time, I got a lot of energy, and I got a lot of heart for this country right now, and I'm trying to bring that to this campaign right now. Let me just say this: I'm just going to say Steve Buscemi is no better guy. I met a lot of guys in my life, a lot of guys with great energy, with great heart. But this guy's the kind of like movie E.T. You ever see the movie E.T.?
Oh, I love it.
Where the guy's finger lights up. Not a part of the analogy, but you know, it's a story I think we should watch together as a family sometime while I'm motorboating a turkey in the back. But I do definitely think that this guy should run for president. He was a great firefighter. 9/11, not just a date, you know what I'm talking about?
Sure.
Like, yeah, this guy, firefighter 9/11.
Well, and firefighter 9/11 was Steve. You, I mean, that was a movie that you tried to get going through.
That's my new Twitter handle, by the way. Yeah.
But also through that GoFundMe. I donated about $60 to that because I was like, I'd like to see that because I don't know what the fuck that's about. Because we've seen all the 9/11 movies, but here you wanted to do one about just a guy.
It's a porno. I got to admit it. It never got made, but it was one thing I wanted to explore.
Nine flaccid, 11 long.
Absolutely.
11 hard.
You know, I knew back then while
we were
in the editing bay, I said, I could never run for president if we released this movie. So I appreciate your donation. And it's a really, you know, it turned out great.
Oh, you made it?
Oh, yeah, we made it.
Oh, yeah, is it available?
None of the cameras were on, but we made it.
Oh, well, some of the best porns, there was no film in the camera. Who said that?
I believe that was Donald Trump.
Yes. I think we have audio of that.
The best porn, excuse me. No film is in the camera.
Yeah, that was a great thing he said. That was, I think he said that to Barron. That kid, that little fucking chubby fuck, that kid's like 6'8 and still has a weight problem.
Dad, let me tell you something. There's a lot of things that you have to improve. And I'm telling you, Dad, you could treat me better. You could treat me great. You could treat me great, Dad.
I'm going to say this about porn. I'm treating you great by giving you great advice, okay? A lot of great fathers are out there. Not as great as me. I'm the greatest father, okay? But some people would say it goes, God is second. And then you're my Jesus. You're my Jesus.
How did you like that tape? That was what we got from Mar-a-Lago. Barron and Trump, they're talking to each other.
Wait, there's more on the tape. It's me, Melania. Can I have a chicken sandwich?
My favorite part about that is that Melania knew she'd be cut off in a podcast later. And so... She wanted everybody to just
tell
her, hey, I'm
still
here.
Politics is fucking crazy, man.
It's a weird world.
You realize that there's so much shit that happens.
It's corrupt. Yeah, everyone's doing something dirty, right? It's a dirty, dirty business. Like, it shouldn't be the White House. It should be held at a laundromat.
Yeah. At this point, it's the Muddy House. It's very dirty.
What's the
Muddy House. And that's why I'm running on the platform of hosing it down. I, Steve Buscemi, do I talk it to the camera?
Sure.
I, Steve Buscemi, promise to run with Steve Rogain, and we are going to make the best White House splash ever. I'm telling you, we're going to take hoses from all fire hydrants everywhere, and we're going to spray that sucker down. We're going to clean America. Make America clean again, unlike my teeth.
That could be perceived as some sort of like whitewashing or cleaning it up.
I'm going to say something
almost
now.
Like a genocide type movement.
Felt a little dicey.
What's
right
wrong
there.
With that?
Clip it,
Buscemi for the win.
I'm going to tell you what that's the attitude. That's always going to win.
Sure. Well, you got
to appeals to everybody.
You
got to take Charlottesville.
You got to make bold choices, and nobody said bold choices. By the way, was the first movie I auditioned for out here. It was with Jason Statham, Indy. And Jason, I know that when you guys shot Bold Choices, you said you were looking for people with athletic experience, which is why I got the audition, because of my boxing experience. And Jason, I never forget that opening scene you read with me. I don't know if you still remember it. First of all, do you remember making bold choices?
I remember making bold choices. I remember making Bold Choices too.
Like in addition to or the sequel?
The sequel, Selfie's Choice.
Selfie's Choice?
Yeah, it was a sequel to Bold Choices.
With Sophie's Choice.
Yeah. It was very
The
nice.
Meryl Streep movie about the Holocaust.
Yeah, it did.
Wasn't it about the Holocaust? Every time I don't remember what a movie's about, I have this instinct where I go, was that about the Holocaust? And that's usually why I don't get invited to a lot of barbecues.
it was about the Holocaust. And Bold Choices, by the way, it was not about the Holocaust.
No, Bold Choices was about...
Oh, no, wait a minute. That was also about
it
the
was,
Holocaust.
It was, yeah. But it had like Christmas vibes, and there was something... Well, you remember that opening scene.
Yeah,
you,
of course.
You want to lay it down real quick again? For nostalgia purposes. I played the mailman, right, who came to Jason's door every day to deliver the mail. And one day I delivered a package that he did not expect. And so that's the scene. Here it is, basically.
Ding dong.
Hey, bro.
Who's there?
Wait, I'm at your door.
Yeah.
Oh, good to see you. Hey, you still haven't gotten a real doorbell yet, huh, Rob?
Hey, let me just say this. Right.
I've got your mail for you.
All right. It better be. I hope it's not a package I'm not expecting.
Well, this is going to be a November to remember because I not only have
a Toyota-thon.
Right. Congrats. You're the proud new owner of a Toyota to sell.
I was not.
I can understand why the movie didn't get made.
It did.
Oh, it did. Well, that's right. It did get made.
That's why you were chosen, because you didn't have faith in it. You didn't have faith in the movie.
Well, you know, I'm always looking to plug companies that I support.
Yeah.
And I drive a Toyota. It's no secret.
I will say this. Here's the deal. We had corporate sponsors, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so the problem was, and the sponsors were Ford.
Mm.
So using a Toyota.
Right, that was the problem.
I don't remember making any sponsorship for your movie.
Well, Harrison, Harrison Ford, as we all know, was the sidekick in Bold Choices.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, Bold Choices, it sounds, I mean, you guys were two of the biggest action stars of the 90s, so to team up was everyone was coming out their mouth, right?
It was the most exciting thing I'd ever done in my entire life. Just reliving those memories right now has got me through the fucking roof.
Yeah, and you're always excited. So
sorry, I'll tone it down.
No, please, turn it up.
Okay.
Jesus Christ. But, no, Harrison, I got to be honest. Hollywood Homicide, underrated. The new Indiana Jones, overrated.
Have you seen it?
The trailer.
I don't remember anything.
Didn't you crash a plane like 10 years ago?
Yeah, he was high as hell.
Yeah, I've been.
Oh, yeah, Jeff, you were there.
Are you kidding me? I was there, man.
What did he say to get you on that plane? Because I got to be honest, if Harrison Ford called me up and said, get on an airplane with me, I'd be like,
hey. He said, get on my plane. Like the opposite from.
Get on my plane.
I'm there, man.
I honestly was confused. I thought he was Chewbacca. See what I mean?
Well, I'll tell you this much. I don't like to fly. I'm a bus guy. Not just public transport, but like, you know, I'll tell you this much. I got a friend that drives a short bus. Oh, go ahead.
I want to just say something in my defense. I thought that he was doing his own airline, man. I thought it was called Air Force One, like Harrison Ford. And then I thought he was doing the ad for me, like, get on my plane. And I remember turning to my father and I said, we got to get on this plane, man. This guy's unbelievable.
Were there any snakes on the plane?
Always.
But I thought you hate snakes.
No, that's how we keep the engines running. They're like...
That's your problem. You're flying on snakes and not gasoline. No wonder it crashed.
Yeah, they're very lubricant.
I don't think you know how planes work, man.
Well, you know who does know how planes work? Because he was on probably the greatest plane movie of all time, which, by the way, is a Halloween classic for me. Con Air, to me, is not only maybe the greatest Nick Cage movie, but it's something I watch every Halloween because it reminds me of how many characters we have. And Halloween's all about characters and costumes and butt play. So I think that for somebody like you, Nick, you know, do you have fond memories of Halloween, first of all? Are you a Halloween guy?
Yes, definitely a Halloween guy, but every year I go as one of my own characters, and
so many to choose from.
So many to choose from, and it was the first time that I worked with Steve Buscemi, and he was so good.
Well, George Lucas, people don't know this. George Lucas, of course, of the Star Wars world, did rewrites on Con Air. And I know you guys had to have many conversations because it was too violent, but we also want to make it fun.
I wanted to make it more violent.
Yeah, and you said...
More cocaine.
Right, and the plane, being up in the sky is why, George, you were like, I know all about the sky.
I said... Oh, well, sorry, Steve Buscemi here.
Well, Buscemi was in it, wasn't he?
I'm so excited.
Interrupt.
You know, no, not only to run for president, but just to have these memories of Nick Cage being absolutely the sweetest guy ever. I mean, he shared cocaine with everybody.
I've got some now.
Wanted to make sure America knew that in case he wanted to be part of my office.
Well, also, and I know this about you, Steve, is that you're a big, like, check the candy guy. That's another thing that you said this Halloween. Check your candy, because there's a lot of people out there putting things like razor blades, right, tongues. Some kid I saw in Des Moines found a tongue in a bowl of Hershey Kisses, right?
Folks, America's fucked up, and I believe that a good lick can go a long way.
Well, that's, I don't know if that's something you want to say out loud, sir.
Yeah, I think, I can't believe I voted for this guy.
I appreciate your vote.
I think they should have done a tongue in a bowl of Tootsie Pops.
Oh, yeah, a tongue
how
can
many,
get...
How many licks does it take?
Well, if you are going to hide a tongue in a bowl of candy, Tootsie Pops, it's going to get... Or Dum Dums, those Dum Dum suckers.
Yeah.
George Lucas, were you a Tootsie Pop or a Dum Dum?
Well, let's see. You know, a lot of people have called me a Dum Dum for the decisions I've made, but I proved them wrong. Tootsie Rolls are the perfect perfect circumference to stick into certain orifices.
We got
to
bring that word back. Well, orifice for sure,
yeah, of course.
But circumference. Circumference and orifice.
Stick sound like Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah.
Sorry, try and stand it here.
Circumference and orifice sound like some sort of beach cop duo from the 80s.
Circumference and orifice, yeah.
Like Rob Circumference and David Orifice.
You know, we
I auditioned for that.
We can shorten it for the, you know,
to play both guys?
Yeah.
The millennials, it's a circuit ori, you know?
Circuit
ori. God, you're such a fucking nerd. But yeah, wait, no. But circuit ori, yeah. So wait, so what were the rewrites you did on Con Air?
Well, you know, I said originally, you know, all these con artists are up there. Why aren't they Sith? You know, it should be a battle of good versus evil, you know, not just these guys who are vaguely, were they imprisoned for, you know, wrongful things? Were they actually, you know, actual criminals who were murderers? Or did they, you know, get arrested simply because of the color of their skin or that they didn't like my movies?
Sure. And you also wanted the flight attendants to be armed. Like, you wanted it to be more of a battle of the sexes and the battle with axes. You said, like, more axes for some reason. And
yeah, more axes are always good.
You know?
That Conan vibe, adding some, you know, furry pants and running around. It was very different from Star Wars, but we had a leftover Chewbacca costumes. It was important to, you know, recycle.
And now tell me this, because I know that this has been something that that many people, myself included, Christian Bale. Christian, I know that you, for the longest time, came out and were very vocal about the fact that there were not real little people in the Ewok suits. They were children. And you thought that was racist to not give little people opportunities to work in Hollywood.
Let me just say this, all right? And I'm here on behalf of all the little people, all right? It's like, give them a fucking job. You know, these guys...
Sorry, I just was with Nicolas Cage in the bathroom.
No, Nick, that's fine. Nick, I think you and Christian have both been at the precipice
of cocaine.
Yes, but also, you know, help finding opportunities for little people that it isn't just cookie making and shoe building.
I'm going to tell you, I think we should. I'm pitching a movie right now called Off the Rails about just a bunch of cocaine
that runs out.
Yeah, that we have to go. Fine, cocaine.
The cocaine train.
And, yeah, it's a sequel to Gone in 60 Seconds.
Actually,
that's how long it takes me to do it, April.
I have to interject. We're failing at that. We're not making it into a movie. It's going to be a Disney ride off the rails. But you know, Nicolas Cage will be doing the intro video. You know, to all the Disney riders, and it's great. Here's a clip.
Hey kids, are you ready to see God? I'll see you in the bathroom in 5.
Hey, Robert Downey Jr. here. If you enjoyed that last clip of Nicolas Cage doing some fun stuff in the bathroom, press 1. If you didn't like it, press 2. If you want a DVD signed copy of Heart and Souls, press 3. Now, guys, I know that there's been a lot
of... I'm pressing the button, but I'm not getting... the DVD.
Well, Steve, you have to have an actual phone. Oh. You can't just press your palm.
Okay, sorry.
Now, I know that that Halloween is all about danger, right? And Charlie Sheen, nobody knows no more about danger than you. In the 80s and 90s, and even now, there's, I mean, prostitutes, drugs, candy, oh my, right?
Fuck yeah, dude. Let me tell you something. When you go outside, you put on a costume. Fuck that shit. Just go on as your bare self. Bare naked ladies. That's what I want to see.
Is that who you're going to go as?
Abso-fucking-lutely. I'm going to take off all my clothes. I'm going to have some nice tits out. Fuck yeah, dude.
Do you have a favorite candy come Halloween time?
Snickers, because that's what I do when I'm in my fucking house. Snicker. That's what I fucking want. All the fucking time. Snicker, snicker, snicker. Now, why wait for Halloween when you can snicker all year?
Well, Steve Martin said that in Father of the Bride 2, which is...
I did. I said, hey, you know, you're my daughter, and I'm your father, and I don't like when you snicker at me.
Steve, do you have a... Steve, do you have a favorite Halloween memory? And whether that's dressing up with your comedy pals or...
I dressed in my signature white suit, and I said, you know, the kids were ringing at the doorbell, and they said, trick or treat, and I said, trick me, because, you know, I want something different, and they sprayed my suit with poop. I was really wild and angry.
Well, wild and angry, by the way, is probably my favorite Halloween film of all time. And you know what it's about. It stars Christopher Walken Ian McKellen, and it's about two those guys, what are they, the guys that go to door to door and trying to convert people?
Jehovah's Witnesses.
Right. And and basically it was on Halloween, and there was all these murders in the town, and these guys who were dressed as Jehovah's Witnesses, the murderers. And so you two, Ian and Chris Walken, you guys were playing these guys that were, everyone thought were the murderers, but you weren't. And then it turns out you were.
The power of Christ compels you.
Was the opening line to the movie. And Chris, you said you did the movie because why?
Because, first of all, the energy that you get from a Celsius, it feels great in the morning. And I've, one time, I was working at Burger King.
Holy shit.
And I said, the Whopper is what you want to eat. And then the guy agreed. Sorry, what was the question?
The question was, taking on a movie like Wild and Crazy, it was just...
Well...
Because you're not a religious guy to begin with. And I know you've been very vocal about, you know, hey, Jews, eat what you want. Christians, fuck how you do it, which is a, you know,
it's the tattoo I have on the small of my back.
You have that tattoo?
Yes. And I would say it's a tramp stamp is what the kids are calling it. Here's the thing.
He showed me and I didn't ask to see it.
I said, you shall not pass. And, you know.
I'm afraid I had too many beans. I had to. What am I to do? No bloke like me passing. gas. It's just a daily routine.
Ian, I know you make your own candy. Is that correct?
That's right. I take little hobbit feet that were left over from the Lord of the Rings productions. Jesus. I melt them down. They're made out of wax. Edible wax, you fools. And then I mix them up with anything I can find in the house. If it's left over CBD or if it's, you know, cat vomit or something. Once you boil it down to a certain degree, it doesn't matter. They all taste the same, and children love it.
Children love eating tiny little feet that's been burned into wax candy.
Absolutely. If you shove it down their throat, they'll smile.
Well, it feels like you're admitting to a crime.
Right, I didn't now. Say I did it.
I do think, though, it's interesting to make your own candy, but you, Chris, have been very... very boisterous about the fact that if you don't give out king-size candy bars, you shouldn't even be allowed to connect with trick-or-treaters because go big or go home. Also, Caramello got banned for a while because they said it wasn't real caramel, and you flipped out because that's your favorite candy.
It's the only candy you'll get at my house. I have bowls of it everywhere.
Well, you're a spokesman for Caramello.
The commercial... was amazing. It's my favorite thing I've ever done. I said right to the camera, if you don't eat this, go fuck yourself. And they left it in.
Yes, I remember specifically auditioning for the caramel. And Chris, you know, Chris was sitting across from me, and I said, this guy's going to get it. He's got the vibe, the energy, the hair, and the dance moves. So I said, you take it, bro. You take it. I'm more of a Milky Way guy. And we parted ways, but the rest is history, yes?
Do you think the Milky Way candy bar is based off space?
No, there's another Milky Way.
you hate space.
I hate.
You don't think the moon landing's real either.
It's not. I auditioned. I was on a veil.
Completely fake.
Really?
We had the technology back then. You know, Stanley Kubrick was working with the government, and I was an intern, and we worked on special effects to make sure that we never actually landed on the moon, but we had to prove to the Russians. It was, you know.
And this is why, Chris, because you said Apollo 13, they wanted you to be in it. They wanted you to play Kevin Bacon's part.
Yeah. They did, and they wanted me to do all of the parts.
Tom Hanks was great in that.
Well, Hanks was great. Yeah, Hanks, how would you have felt if you weren't in it and Walken did all the parts?
I would definitely have paid to see that. I would. I'm a fan.
Well, because
Houston! That wasn't in the script. That was not in
you
the script.
You improvised. Hold on a second. You fucking forget about me. I auditioned for
that's
that
right.
shit.
I was going
to be that astronaut in the back who was the guy complaining and playing with the fucking wires. They never gave me a fucking shot. Those fucking assholes. Tom, you didn't back me up. The fuck is wrong with you? What is wrong with you?
De Niro, Hanks in space. I would pay to see that. Yeah, what you wanted to be? Were you the Gary Sinise part? Is that no?
I don't fucking know. I was the me part. The guy who got all the fucking great lines. The guy who smirked at the camera and everybody loved. And then there was the scene where we were freezing and we're frozen. I brought ice cubes to the audition. I'm a fucking method actor. I had ice cubes in my fucking jocks. The guy said, get the fuck out of here. You're dripping everywhere. I said, fuck you. You know, I played a fucking Godfather. Come on. The fuck is wrong with you?
Well, there's some truth to that
Can
I step in here? The reason he didn't get it is he didn't read the script.
You need to read a fucking script.
Well,
the fuck is wrong
Bob,
with you?
With respect.
You see me fucking squinting all the time. You think I can fucking read?
Bob, can I speak? Bob, I'm a fan. I'm a fan. But you did not. You did not read the script.
And that's a big part of movie making, Bob.
At the audition, he thought that Houston was the name of a guy. And so he was saying, I can't get the wire right. Houston, we have a problem. Don't look at the guy.
John Houston's a great director.
What? He wasn't in the movie.
Angelica Houston's his daughter.
There.
She was great in the fucking Adam
and you
family.
Said, I think you said that it took place at a Houston's restaurant.
Yeah.
I mean, you were just all over
Come
the
on.
Place.
I love steak. The fuck is wrong with you?
Well, there's no steak in space. There's no space steak.
So they made a mistake. The fuck are you laughing at, you fucking asshole? You fucking take this seriously.
Well, I just think
we're talking about Halloween. Why are we talking about fucking space?
Well, how about this? How about this? Let's give you a chance to resurrect yourself, to reconnect with the space audience.
Are we doing a seance now? What the fuck are you talking about? Resurrect?
Well, I just think
the fuck is wrong with you?
Well, I know that Chris. By the way, I would love to see you as like a talking clit in a Pixar movie.
Hey, I'm a fucking clit. Come here and lick me, you fuck. Come on. The fuck. What the fuck is
is wrong with you? Don't you know how to stimulate me?
I think.
Don't you see there's no blood flow? The fuck is wrong with you? You're just pushing and shoving in. You're paying no attention to me.
I would see that.
Me, you
clits.
Fuck.
And now Christopher Walken auditioning for the role of the clit in Pixar's new movie called Clitty.
Hey, you're not finding me. I'm over here. Marco? No, in the wrong place.
And now, please welcome to the room Steve Martin for the role of Clitty.
Oh, my goodness me. It's so bright. Turn out the lights. I need to hide. I'm shy, but I want to be found. Ooh, tickle, tickle, tickle me. Find me. Give me satisfaction.
Thank you so much. Barack Obama, I know you are looking to fill the void in your free time, so possibly this could be a voice acting could be a new career. Here's Barack Obama's audition for the role of Clitty in the film Clitty, the Pixar animated film about a clit.
Hello, honey. Let me be clear. You gotta rub me just the right way, and I oh yeah, right there. That oh yeah,
folks. That. I believe this is the best performance America's ever had, and I stand 250%. Behind Barack Osama.
Now here's Dr. Phil's audition for Clitty, the Pixar movie about a clit.
Good God. Is that a penis coming at me? Run, kids.
Hey, guys. Adam Ray here for the About Last Night podcast. And I'm sitting down because I got some big news. Usually I'm standing up to do comedy, but I'm sitting down now because I got the deal of a lifetime. First of all, sitting is bad for you. We all know that. Whether we're sitting on planes or sitting on a beanbag chair watching porn in front of our kids, there's just too much damage you do on the body. Thankfully, Axion has come up with a chair that allows your pelvis to move the way it does while you walk. So all 33 vertebrae align into perfect posture. The result? Better breathing, better blood flow, and relief from the pain. It's crazy what you can do when you set your body to do it. Now, these guys are homies of mine. My buddy Dennis worked with the Clippers as their doctor for 27 years. He runs a wellness center called Peak Wellness. He's a fucking gangster and has saved me from surgery numerous times. I actually met Justin Bieber at his place. And I was in my boxers getting cupping done. And Bieber and I locked eyes. And I was like, this is how we were supposed to meet. And Bieber smiled and I never saw him again. This chair is a game changer. It's changed the way I live. It's changed the way I breathe, the way I sit. And you guys right now can get that chair for 25% off using the promo code ALN25 at all33.com. It's incredible. You got to get it. It's the only chair out there to get. We will be getting them for the studio. Go to all33.com and use promo code ALN25 for 25% off this chair. You know, I didn't think that they'd read so many people because originally this film of Clitty was offered to Jason Statham. But Statham, I know after Bold Choices, you couldn't do another, you know, Buscemi, I know after you've transitioned to porn with not the 9/11 porn. Yeah. But Statham, I know that, you know, you said if I voice an animated character, I want it to be something real. And you can't get any more real than a clit.
Yeah, but I said, here's the deal. You know what I mean? I said, I want the clit. This is a true story. Listen to this. I said, they wanted to be shaved. I said, look at me. I will not be a shaved clit. I need to have a 5 o'clock shadow like this vagina's been up all night trying to solve a murder. That's the kind of energy that I bring to the goddamn table. And I said, listen to me. I'm going to tell you right now. I said, put a cigarette in that cunt's mouth. That's what I said. And he goes, all right, what are we smoking? I go, oh, we smoking brisket. No, what the fuck are you talking about? Marlboro Red.
I, too, auditioned for the role of the clit.
I'm surprised they didn't give it to you, Sir Hopkins.
Yes, you know, all the people, everyone around said, Mr. Hopkins, we know that you love
Shakespeare. Very talented. Very talented.
Yes, and my son Thor, Chris Hemsworth.
Well,
we know he held my hand through the entire audition. He said, Papa.
I'm holding his hand right now.
I didn't know you guys auditioned together, even if you're not going in for the part. Hemsworth, you as a...
I'm just supportive.
Yeah, it's a great friendship tactic.
Yes, it's very important to have that grounded force. You need to have a younger energy in there, younger blood. I couldn't be stimulated as a clit. I needed someone to give me a shock, so to speak.
Now, you say... Oh, go ahead, Chris.
They wanted me to play the clip, but I was already playing the cock.
Yeah, what was the cock? The cock's line in that movie?
He's
cock-a-doodle-doo.
He goes, I'm saying this in vain. It was his famous.
He said, "I'm phrase. Throbbing."
He said, "Oh, don't!" And then when she began to come,
you're getting ahead
I
of
said,
yourself.
Don't get ahead of me. Don't get ahead of me.
Yeah, well, it was balls, a predictable move. Was that
the balls?
Who voiced the balls again? Was Seth Rogen and goddamn, who voiced the balls? It was Seth Rogen and Jeff Goldblum, which, gotta be honest, has a couple of balls attached to a Hemsworth dick. Like, you can't get better. And the balls had a great back and forth. You guys were like the old man Muppets. You were just constantly complaining about not getting.
You're slapping up too hard.
I actually I like it. Wow.
Yes.
That's what he says when he's coming. I'm just like, that was fun. That was really fun. And he says that right after.
Chris Hemsworth, do you eat Halloween candy? Are you a candy? Because, like, look, we all are trying to do our best these days. And with the holidays coming up, Halloween, then Thanksgiving, then Christmas, then Kwanzaa, then Purim, then we're right back here to Halloween. How do you avoid the temptations? Not the candy, the band.
You don't. Number one, you don't avoid the temptations ever. But number two, I eat Hershey's steroids.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
And
you come by my house, there's definitely going to be something in the candy, a syringe.
Holy fucking shit, I want to party with you, man.
Well, Sheen, yeah.
You're a fucking monster.
Isn't it crazy? Syringe. You just say syringe. Some people think, they go, Solange? Beyonce's
syringe. Say sirens? I'm sorry.
Syringe was what she was not in Destiny's Child. She was the fourth one. She was the Pete Best of Destiny's Child. Syringe.
But Charlie, now you didn't tell me favorite Halloween movie, favorite Halloween costume. Who are you going to dress up as this year?
I'm going to dress up like my dad in Apocalypse Now.
Martin Sheen.
Fuck yeah, dude. He's got the fucking like mud paint shit on him. Coming out of the water. That's what I look like when I come out of my fucking pool. We've never washed our pool in Malibu. Just fucking after the ash and everything fucking burned down. We're just like, don't filter out that shit. Fucking Apocalypse Now in my back fucking yard, dude. I'm like, I'm going to be my dad. Daddy, it's me. You as you from Apocalypse Now. Fucking Francis Ford Coppola, yell at me. Tell me. Francis Ford Coppola, by the way, is my favorite. Nicolas Cage, he knows Coppola.
Cage knows everybody.
Yeah. Oh,
you should start that podcast where you just interview everybody that you know, because you literally know everybody.
6 degrees of Kevin Bacon got nothing on 1 degree of Cage. We're all in the cage.
Who do you think's the most interesting person you've met?
Me.
How about pre-COVID?
Me.
Do you remember, now you famously said, and I know we've, it's like beating a dead horse, trying to get a monkey to come, but when COVID first came out, and Hanks, you got it first.
I did get it first.
And you had like a light cough and a little bit of anal leakage, and you just thought that was a regular Sunday in Australia.
At my age, that's a good time.
Yeah, because anal leakage, and I'll speak from experience, I used to play in a co-ed softball league, right? I ain't bragging, but equal rights, And the girls would slide in the second base, and you go, oh, I like the way the boobs bounce when their feet move. And then, I got suspended for a couple weeks for saying some creepy shit. When I got back to the league, I realized, wow, there's a lot going on in my body right now. It's changing. I'm going from 50 to 60 to pushing 70.
Well, I saw you tag out those women with the ball in the hand. And this was in the dugout.
Well, I just don't think you should stray away from what's happening with your body. And Chris Walken, I know you said that in your book, your body's changing, change with it. That if your butt starts to leak, you're supposed to do what?
You're supposed to let go and just open the floodgates.
The fuck is wrong with you? Open the floodgates. Keep the floodgates
We talked
closed.
About this on the set of
Keep
Deer Hunter.
Keep it closed. Put the levees up. The fuck is wrong with you? You don't want a fucking slide coming out of it.
What, you supposed to put a tampon on his butt? I mean, Rob.
Yes, the fuck? Who gives a shit? Who gives a shit? I'm not going to give a shit because I'm going to have a tampon up my ass.
Well, that's your choice in your life. And I'm both. I'm pro-choice and pro-life if you're looking to put a tampon anywhere that it's not supposed to be. But I do think that there's something to be said about what he's saying about what he said.
It said, be free. A lot of people don't know this about mermaids. That you find them when you least expect it. And when I was working at Burger King, I said, the guy asked for a Big Mac.
I remember who that was, actually. We have audio of that entire call. I believe it was, God fucking, who was it? Oh, Jesus Christ, it was Christopher Waltz. coming into Burger King to get a, and I can't remember. This was one. This order went viral. By the way, let me play the tape.
Yes, I would really like to have a burger from you, but I don't know if you even work here. I, too, am a hunger-driven person in this store. This establishment has no one here actually working.
How did you get this number? This is a private line. This line is only for my cat. And you, you're not my cat.
Well...
Meow.
Meow. I mean, I'm...
Oh, maybe it is you.
Meow. Meow.
That call went viral.
I'm going to say this. A lot of people know that commercial won the commercial from 1987. And I would say that we deserved to win.
Well, you know, favorite Halloween commercials, that's another thing. Because you think about every Halloween, there's always... I think of my favorite Halloween songs, first of all.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, two in the stink.
That's
my slogan for present.
Totally, but I'm thinking of Halloween song, Steve.
Oh, like, okay.
So think about Monster Mash, basically. There's somebody out there right now that's losing their virginity to the Monster Mash. And I love that.
I just hope they're not with Kevin Spacey.
Well, that's the Monster Smash. We'll be right back.
Spoiler alert, he's the monster.
Kevin Spacey, that guy just doesn't want to stay out of the news.
He doesn't want to stay
Huey
out of a
Lewis
lot of
in
things.
The, in the news, the band.
Folks.
I don't know what he's done on the internet, but...
I was recently found not guilty with that Anthony Rapp idiot. I never climbed on top of him. In fact, my apartment was a studio apartment. He claimed I had a door that I closed before I climbed on top of him. I didn't. I played the Monster Mash, and we danced and danced in the middle of July.
Hey, Anthony Rapp here. No, that didn't happen.
I gotta go.
Kevin, I've actually heard...
To jail.
Don't pass go.
It's gonna be my first act as president to make sure Kevin Spacey never goes on any fucking podcast ever again. How'd he even get in this building? Don't you have security?
No.
What the fuck is wrong with you, no security?
Rob.
Tony Danza's fucking... You got the president here, Joe Biden. You got a guy running for president. He's going to take Biden's job. Why do you even... For the fuck, this doesn't make... And no security? Where's my fucking security?
Well, first of
all... Fuck you.
Well, fuck you, bitch.
Okay.
Fuck you.
Sorry, I can't... You know, I can dish it up. I can't take it. I'm very sensitive.
It's very...
I'm a very sensitive actor.
You retract some conversations.
Making me cry.
Someone's off their meds.
You're fucking making me cry.
Well, I did
right
see
now.
That movie, The Intern, you did. That was very sweet.
Yeah, it was a sad film.
Quite a turn from Taxi Driver to The Intern. I mean, you've done it all.
Google paid a lot of fucking money. You don't turn that down.
Oh, that movie was funded by Google?
I don't know.
Now, I'll tell you this much. As we round the corner here, and this has been a great treat... But it's also been a sweet trick. And I think what came first, the chicken or the egg? What came first, the trick or the treat?
The dinosaur came first before the chicken evolved into a chicken. So
I came first.
Oh, yeah. I'm coming now.
What came first?
I always do.
The Hemsworth or the chicken?
Yeah, the dick. We came first. We all came first.
That's what the pilgrims said when they arrived on Fraggle Rock, Plymouth Rock.
The fuck is wrong with you? Plymouth Rock? What are you going to start talking about Dwayne the Rock Johnson now? Go see a doctor.
If I were to rate my favorite rocks, it'd probably go DJ, Fraggle, Plymouth.
There you go.
Now, as we get closer again to this festive holiday.
What about Pop?
Who?
Rocks.
Pub Rocks?
Pop Rocks.
Oh, Pop Rocks.
Yes.
Oh, the candy.
It's a Halloween episode.
Well, Jason, thank you. Because
one time, I was in prison, all right? This is off the record, right?
In a film or in real life?
Oh, real fucking life.
What'd you do?
We're not recording, are we? Thank God. So, I had to get out of the jail, right? So I said, hey, do me a favor. Could I get some Pop Rocks and some Mountain Dew? All right, here's the deal.
To break out.
I put them together in my colon, and I broke out.
Now, George Lucas, do you think you could make a movie based on that story?
That alone will require a lot of practical effects, which we don't have space for in this day and age. So we're going to use a lot of green screen, blue screen.
You haven't done a prison movie.
Purple screen.
Go ahead, Jason. Not real. What's that?
It's called the grimace screen.
Purple screen. Yeah. Purple screen also. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That's, ba-da-ba-ba-ba, yeah. Doing the stink. I love that.
Well, doing the Jar Jar Bink.
Yeah.
Doing the Jar Jar Bink, because that was a real shithole.
As I talk, whatever I say is trademarked. We have an algorithm going on.
Is there like a filthy, like, Scattergories or Balderdash version of Star Wars? You know how, like, there's always, like, themed board games?
Star Horse, of course.
That's always, it's porn stars from outer space.
Yeah.
Jabba the Slut.
I mean, yeah, Harrison Ford thought it was a porno. That's why he did it.
Chewbacca said, could be
Han Solo. He thought it was this, like, chronic masturbator.
That's a guy beating off. Yeah,
a guy
the whole porn is one guy in his bathroom or bedroom
playing
with his
Solo,
playing with his lightsaber.
Yeah,
you know, hey, you know what? And when he does it too much, he goes to the dark side, passes out, loss of fluids.
But
gotta watch out for the stormtroopers.
Those little white guys coming out of his Death Star.
You know what I mean? See, Jason was a huge underground fan. He was one of the first guys to write me a letter saying, "Hey, I've been to Pinewood Studios. I've been outside the gates. Right. I know what you're working on.
I auditioned for R2-D2.
Oh, that's right. We talked about this on the Oscar pod.
Yeah. Bleep blob.
I'm still flabbergasted
how
as to how you
remember this stuff. This is important historical.
I watched the Making of Star Wars documentary, which is fantastic, by the way. The amount of people that auditioned for C-3PO.
That was completely AI generated.
The whole documentary was?
Yeah, nobody appeared on anything.
Well, I didn't know in the Star Wars doc that you so kindly put out to the world, the universe, George Lucas, that so many people auditioned for C-3PO. Because I thought it was just Jason Statham. And we have Statham.
Yeah,
you just.
I was like R2-D2.
R2-D2. Wait, did you audition for R2-D2? Or C-3PO?
I'm going to say this right now. I auditioned for all the droids, and I didn't get any of them.
I almost got the part of C-3PO.
What was your audition?
I said, "Good God, R2-D2, you are quite the menace. You're annoying, and I don't want to be with you anymore in this desert. Although I don't feel heat, I'm very, very, very much uninvolved with your temperature."
And Jeff Bridges, you auditioned for C-3PO, correct?
Yeah. I said, I went, "Man, where are we, man? This is a sand. Wait, what now? These are Jawas?"
And then,
that's not a real word.
And then, you know, me, Bo Bridges,
came in. My brother's here.
I was there to give him emotional support.
By the way, go ahead.
How are we, let me just say this, and I know George is here so I can finally air some grievances. How are we not C-3PO and R2-D2?
Well, you know, at that point we said we can't have Bo and Jeff, you know.
You've had a brothers. One bridge actor policy since you got into this game.
Yeah, you know, we said it was either none of you or Lloyd Bridges, and you know.
We were, you know what our family documentary was called? The Bridges of Madison County.
Yeah, well, it was one bridge too far. Let's just say that.
The Bridge of the
Was
River
that a joke?
Kwai.
We no, just, that's the truth.
I can't tell when you're serious and when you're joking.
I just trademarked that, so, you know,
don't
say
laugh,
that.
You laugh like you're about to just
blow up a school. Shoot up a school.
You know, that's hilarious.
The school shooter was...
Now, Hanks, I know you auditioned for Chewbacca, but that was almost asinine because they had the actor... Who played Chewbacca again?
Peter Mayhew.
Yeah.
Don't speak his name, please.
Oh, you want people to think that it's
no,
just
it's
a real Chewbacca?
It's trademarked. You're going to owe me royalties.
I thought you didn't want people to know it was a guy that was playing him that you wanted to keep
it's
up
fine.
The illusion
you
that there
the
was
royalties, it's no problem.
A real Chewbacca. You can't say Peter Mayhew?
There you go. $20. Go straight to my Venmo.
$20. $20.
Yeah, but say 500 times at a convention. That's a quite, you know, you buy a Mercedes. The low end model.
Wait, Hanks, what did you say for Chewbacca?
Ah! Oh!
You know, I say he got better with age. You know, if we did a remastered version, we would consider
I thought you said he got better with AIDS. I was like, is that a Philadelphia
Holy
callback?
Shit, what about me, dude? I got fucking better with AIDS.
Better with AIDS. They remade Philadelphia. It's got to star Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, because Tom Hanks is like, I would never play a gay guy again with AIDS. But what about me? Actually, I have fucking... Come on, dude. Fucking let's do it.
Well, it turns out Tiger's blood is a gateway to AIDS.
Holy shit, dude. That is a connection I wish I knew 15 years ago.
They thought it was a green monkey. It was not.
You know
who's a tiger?
You know who? And you know what's so funny is you. Everyone thinks that you were the first person to talk about Tiger's blood, but Adam Driver is famous...
Yes.
You're famous for talking about how, like, you know, all these regenerative, organic ways to stay younger, stay fit. And apparently drinking tiger's blood is, like, an actual way to cure, like, certain diseases, but just really just extend longevity of life.
I would say the thing about tiger's blood, it's very hard to
to get. But if you can get it, it's very important that you don't drink too much of it. And I sell it like Herbalife. So go to my website, adamdriver@tigersblood.com.
Yeah. Great Scott, you're telling me that if we have the tiger's blood, if there's only one way we could get a time machine and go back to the future, tiger blood would change the world.
Christopher Lloyd, it's so great to meet you. And I just went to your website, Adam Driver, not to skip over yours, which has so many great teas and vitamins. And I think that's looks like you're selling hangers.
I'm the liberal version of Alex Jones.
I could use a hanger.
What?
I could use a hanger.
For what?
Well, it's, you know, the abortion thing.
Are we filming this in Texas? Is this episode being brought to us
by Texas? I got a lot
of
girlfriends that need some help.
Well, I'm going to ChristopherLloyd.com, but I just got a spam for to click on.
Don't go there. Don't click it.
Well,
for
Morgan.
If you click on it, you will get a virus.
For MorganFreeman.com. And
don't click on Charlie Sheen or you'll get a virus.
Holy shit, dude.
It's.
Well, there's MorganFreeman.com here.
We own that as well.
It has all sorts of creams and ointments. You own that, George Lucas.
Yes, we own everything.
Now, Morgan, can you talk about the website and why you decided at this point in your career you needed to sell merch?
Well, you know, I figured the grandkids need some extra cash. Now, you know, we can't trademark everything like George Lucas. So I said, well, trademark my face, my moles, my freckles. You're put that on the shirt.
And speaking of Halloween, you're selling Morgan Freeman mole bites.
That's right.
Which are little,
chocolate cocoa berries. They're delicious. And some of them have CBD in it.
I think these
not
are
the
just...
the THC kind that make you all crazy.
Aren't these just milk duds?
Listen, motherfucker.
Adam Driver found a hole in your shit.
No,
in your suit.
Hold on. I wanted to go. I will say this very publicly right now. A few years ago, I tried to go as Morgan Freeman for Halloween.
Yikes.
And I bought a mask off of your website, sir. It was your website that I bought the mask from. And I was almost canceled. But I said, listen, please, I bought it off your website and I gave the money to Morgan.
That's on you, bitch. You can't sell blackface masks and
actually
expect...
We didn't have the full technology. I was partnering because I own MorganFreeman.com.
I thought you were going to say I own Morgan Freeman.
Yeah. Well, we do.
And then I said, no, sir.
What's wrong
no,
with
sir. Clip it.
Hold on. I'm not running for president. I could.
George, you can't just buy everything, including people.
No, I own the name Morgan Freeman.
Oh.
Yeah. So far, I've wait, $40.
Yeah, well, Peter Mayhew.
Oh, yeah. No, I got.
We're making this man unnecessarily rich. But I would say thank you for casting
Keep
me
ranting,
as Kylo
I like
Ren.
This.
Thank you for casting me.
Well, thank you for casting. Also, thank you for being here, guys. We got a couple minutes left. I just want to say that, you know, I look forward to Halloween because of the element of family that it brings together. You go into a neighborhood you don't know. That's my favorite thing to do. I just put on a Superman suit. Or one Halloween I dressed up as Laura Dern.
That was you? Yeah. You were fucking Laura Dern. I thought you were Laura Dern.
Well, you
confused me. I gave you the whole fucking box of fucking Skittles.
Well, yeah, Laura Dern.
She said she was hungry. I was like, Laura, you should get an Academy Award. You're a fantastic actress.
Everyone knows
the
Laura
fuck
Dern
is wrong with
on
you?
The set of Jurassic Park 2 was like,
can I get some Skittles, please?
Yes, I remember that. I remember that specifically. Then they cut her out of the movie. That was strange.
Oh, yeah, she wasn't in the second one.
No. Oh. too much dialogue. Steven was not a fan.
I was in the third one, though.
Vince, that's right. Were you guys in it together?
Yes, the second one we did, Lost World, Jurassic Park.
I think I was only in the third one.
No. That was Sam Neill returning back. Listen, Vince, you've had too many coconuts. Your coconut. Second part, Lost World, you come back. Back to the island, yes.
Oh, yeah.
We're explaining. The fans are screaming at their earpods right now.
Vince, what was it like to see a dinosaur for real life? Because you've seen from Jennifer Aniston buck naked in couples...
The breakup.
The breakup to seeing Kristen Bell's... Bells and Whistles in Couples Retreat to seeing...
John Favreau's Bells
John
and Whistles.
John Favreau's Bells and Whistles
in
Swingers.
Seeing his swinger in Swingers.
What was it like to see... full-on dinosaur, buck-fucking naked, New York City, Times Square.
I'm going to be totally honest with you, my man. I thought the dick would be bigger.
On
a
dinosaur.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Way to keep it PG.
On Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Now, George Lucas, you also own Jeff Goldblum.com.
Yes, and Jeff Goldblum.com.
somebody told me once, and this might be a Hollywood rumor, but maybe it's a dirty secret, that you write all of his day-to-day dialogue.
Oh, I don't write it. An AI does it. So artificial intelligence does it. But technically, yes, it's in my voice.
So you know what Goldblum's going to say before he says it.
He's already said it.
Wow.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
I would love to see you. I would love to see you, and permission to speak freely. Tell me if I'm speaking out of turn or going too far. But I would love to see you hit on a woman at a dive bar.
Just type it into Dolly, into the AI software, and you say, George Lucas at a dive bar hitting on a lady.
And it creates a whole scene for you.
Yeah, it would go something like this.
Well,
hey there, beautiful. I'm a fucking billionaire. Let's screw.
All right, I'm in.
I had no idea that you were a man, but we can change that.
Using special effects.
Wait a minute.
Of course. Holographic technology is very, very advanced.
Now, that's a movie I would pay to see.
My name is Statham.
Holy shit, guys. I feel so fucking high just listening to you motherfuckers.
Well, Mr. Biden, Mr. President, I thank you for just being here for us, because I know you're a very busy guy. You got the midterms coming up, or maybe they already happened. But when this comes out, I know there's going to be a lot on your plate, and you're just dealing with a lot, and we appreciate you.
Folks, I believe we can get over this pandemic, and we're going to thrive. We're going to live. We're going to take over Russia. And Putin, we're coming after you.
Putin is...
I believe Putin needs to be slathered on every Ukrainian potato.
I don't think he understands what's happening in the world.
I'm going to take a nap.
I did see you on that bike.
Folks, that was fake news.
And you got... What sucks
about... I can concur. That was artificially intelligent design... computer-generated CGI.
Well, what sucks about
technology.
That is Christian Bale gave you motorcycle lessons, Mr. President, and you decided to get on a bicycle instead. Christian, and you specifically said, don't.
I said, don't do that shit. I said, listen, get on a bike, but use the training wheels, right? I gave him small wheels, right? I called him Tiny Bidens. And I put them on myself. I said, even on a motorcycle, you need this or you're going to fucking fall off and people can start laughing at you. You don't want that shit.
Yeah, you can't want that. You can't have that shit, Joe.
Folks, it's all about confidence. And I believe.
Well, you comfortably fell on the fucking ground.
I did. And I got back up. That's the difference. That's why America is number three.
Well, I sent that footage to Alfonso Ribeiro at America's Funniest Home Videos. And there's a significant chance that you win $25,000 on a Tuesday at 7 p.m.
I certainly did, because we own that as well.
Jesus Christ, Lucas. Do you own the rights to the movie Lucas?
Of course. Why would you even ask a stupid question like that? What the fuck is wrong with you? He owns me. He owns fucking Rogan. He owns Rogaine. He owns fucking Buscemi. He's the one running for fucking president over here. This guy's taking... Are you afraid of Elon Musk? This is the fuck you need to be afraid of.
Rob, what's your favorite candy?
Fuck, I love Hershey Squirts. Oh, that's not a candy.
I told you. It's the anal drips. He said he uses a tampon.
We need to wrap this up. I think we've covered every aspect of Halloween you could ask for. Be safe out there. Check your candy. Check your bags. Don't get bag snatched either. That was a big thing in my cul-de-sac when I grew up. We got the older kids would come through and steal. And bag snatchers, by the way. I know, Vince Vaughn, I know that was the last movie you shot before you took your movie break was Bag Snatchers.
It was actually about how we're transitioning from the paper to the plastic in the LA scene. It was a documentary.
Great. I can't wait to see that. Anthony Bourdain, take us out, wrapping us up with a real quick happy holidays, happy Halloween, stay safe. If you're going to wear a slutty outfit, make sure that your dad knows about it. And fellas, you know, don't drink and drive, have a DD.
Hold on, I need to turn on the holographic projection and Anthony Bourdain's ready. Because he's dead. You keep forgetting to tell the audience it's a hologram.
Thank you to all my friends today. Thank you for the hologram and all the extra bullshit, George. Good luck out there getting your come on. Anthony, take us home.
Boop, boop, beep, boop, boop. Go.
Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep.
As the end of the month comes around and we all prepare for All Hallows Eve, we put our costumes on and we go outside with our pumpkin buckets, hoping to grab a delicious meal made of sugar and nuts. As we walk down the street, dressed in our little outfits, we go house to house, and we knock on the door, with a simple ask from each person inside the dwelling. Trick or treat, smell my feet. Give me something good to eat. I'm Anthony Bourdain, and this is Parts Unknown, Razorblade Chocolate.
And stop.
Beep boop beep boop.
Stop music. Fuck, this technology sucks.
I tell you, this is not ready yet. George, we talked about this
millions of fucking dollars for this piece of shit.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us on the Tony Danza Halloween Extravaganza. I want to thank all my guests again, from Anthony Hopkins to Steve Buscemi to Jeff Goldblum, Robert De Niro, Morgan Freeman, Ian McKellen, Steve Martin, George Lucas, Charlie Sheen, Christopher Waltz, President Joe Biden, Dr. Phil, RDJ, Hanks, Hemsworth, Driver, Vaughn, Rogan, Bale, Bridges, Bo Bridges, Jeff, Bourdain, Statham, Obama, and of course, Nicolas Cage. I'm Tony Danza, and I'll see you on the other side. Shit. Happy Halloween, guys.
I'm fucking crying again.
Beep, boop, beep.